Hello and welcome to the Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlian and today we will be studying Tehillim, Perek 89, Pei Tes, the last Perek in the third book of Tehillim. The songs of Asaph, as we have said, took up the bulk of the third book, and these last six prakim that we have learned together are associated with the Bnei Korach, with David HaMelech and Haman. And now we have another obscure name, Esan HaEzrahi. He may also have been a wise man recorded in Melachim Aleph. His name is recorded along with Haman that we referenced in last perek. Alternatively, he may have been a famous and talented musician as recorded in Divrei Hayamim. Esan can also be a reference to Avraham Avinu, as mentioned in the Gemara in Bava Basra. So it's a song about perhaps the ideals of Avraham Avinu, from whom our Jewish roots sprouted. Recall what we had said back in Perek Pei Vav 86, Tefila LeDavid, that was the only perek in the entire third book of Tehillim that was introduced with the name David. Unlike much of Tehillim, Mizmar LeDavid, LeDavid Mizmar, Lamanatzeach Mizmar LeDavid, well, in our perek, even though David's name is not used in the introduction, the entire perek is devoted to David HaMelech and his dynasty. This perek is a long one. Overall, it is a perek that asks the questions of Golus, when will it end? But it asks it with a very specific perspective, namely, what will be with the promise of the Davidic dynasty? When will we see the reemergence of Mamleches Beis David and Mashiach that will bring the Geula? There are fundamental themes in this perek and some famous psukim. There are lessons about David HaMelech, about his lineage, about Chesed, about Mashiach. We are approaching Shavuos, the birth date and yard site of David HaMelech, so this perek is very timely, as we will reference his lineage and roots later on in our presentation. Pasuk Aleph, Maskil Eitan HaEzrahi, a song from Eitan the Ezrahi, a song that will pose questions to Hashem, questions that relate to when will he keep his promise. But as a preface, the Meshorer is mentioning Hashem's chesed, because while things seem to not add up for me, for Klal Yisrael, I understand that God is a God of chesed, and therefore I will declare Hashem's chesed at the very, very beginning. Chasdei Hashem olam ashira, l'dor v'dor odia emunascha b'fi. I sing of Hashem's chesed always, from generation to generation, and I will let the world know with my mouth about your faithfulness. Pasuk Gimel, ki amarti olam chesed yibaneh, shamayim tachin emunascha bahem. Because I have said, and I always will say, that the world is built on chesed, and you established your faithfulness in the heavens. And if that is the case, if the world is predicated on chesed, if your word, we can trust your word, and you are trustworthy, Hashem, what about the promise that was made about Mamleches Beis David continuing forever? Where is the Davidic dynasty now? The Meshorer speaks in Hashem's voice in Pasuk Dalid. Hashem, in your own words, you have said, Karati bris libchiri nishbati leDavid avdi. I made a treaty with the chosen one. I swore to David my servant that, Pasuk 5, ad olam achin zarecha uvanisi ledor vador kisachosela. Forever I will establish your seed. I will build your throne from generation to generation. Hashem said, in his own words, I give you my word that I will establish David's melucha forever. These two psukim are really the crux of the entire perek. This is the promise that facilitates questioning. What happened to Beis David? Will it be reestablished? Recall the nevuah that Nasan HaNavi received from Hashem about David's melucha. In Shmuel Beis, Perek Zayin, Va'ata kotal mar l'avdi l'David, so should you tell David, my servant, Ko'amar Hashem Tzavakos, so says God, Ani l'kachticha min ha'naveh, me'achar hatzon l'hios nagid alami al Yisrael. I took you, David, from the sheep pens in order to be ruler over my people. I will be to him like a father, and he will be to me like a son. My chesed will never be removed from him. Your house and your kingdom will be firm, will be established, will be secure forever. Your throne will be established for eternity. So this was the promise that was made to David HaMelech. As we see from these psukim, there is the idea of chesed v'chasdi lo yasur mimeno that is associated with Mamlechas Beis David, and the idea that David was chosen as king, as we know, because of his humility. He was a shepherd like so many of our forefathers. The psukim continue to praise Hashem. Hashem, you made the promise to David. And the Meshorah continues, God is powerful and created the world. You have dominion over the world that you created, and that world has a foundation of chesed. As we said, olam chesed yibaneh. We move to Pasuk 15, Tesvav. Tzedek u'mishpat machon kesecha, chesed ve'emes yikadmu panecha. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Again, the idea of chesed. Chesed and truth greet your countenance. In this pasuk, we see the importance again of tzedek and mishpat that we highlighted back in Perek Pei Beis. And the next three psukim are, of course, well known to us as they are incorporated in our Rosh Hashanah davening immediately following Tekiyas Shofar. We have stated the praises of Hashem, of the qualities of justice, peace, omnipotence. And lucky is the man who really understands this to the point that he can celebrate this knowledge by crowning Hashem as king, by singing about his greatness. As we say in Pasuk Tesvav 16, Ashrei ha'am yodei trua, Hashem ba'ar panecha yahalechun. Lucky, praiseworthy is the man who knows the benefit of singing those praises. Hashem, in the light of your countenance, he walks. Hashem gives us direction for how to lead our lives. Or Ashrei Adam Yodei Trua. Trua can, of course, refer to the true blast, a blast of the horn of the shofar that was done during a coronation. A man that understands God's greatness will blow horns to coronate him. Pasuk Yud Zayin 17, B'shemcha Yigilun Kol Hayom, U'Bitzitkascha Yarumu. With your name will we will rejoice every day, and those people who declare your majesty, they will be exalted with your righteousness. Meaning, knowing God brings the ultimate joy. Pasuk Yud Ches 18, Ki Tiferes Uzamoata, because their glory is your strength, Uvitzoncha Tarum Karneinu, and through your will and your grace will our horn be exalted. When the Jewish people are praised, God is praised as well, and vice versa. In Psukim Yud Tes through Lamed Ches 19 through 38, these psukim again reference the promise that was made to David HaMelech. Hashem has chosen him as king. Hashem will remain with him and his descendants. God will forever preserve his kindness to him and not back down on his promise. In psukim Chaf Tes and Lamed, Le'olam eshmar lo chasdi ubrisi ne'emenes lo v'samti la'ad zaro v'chiso kimei shamayim. This is the promise that Hashem's chesed and his covenant will not be removed from the house of David. The next portion asks the question, well, if this is the case, if there was a contract, why is the Davidic dynasty no more? Where is it? So in Psukim, Lamites and Mem 39 and 40, Va'ataza nachta v'timas, hisabarta im mishichecha. These are accusations that are hurled at Hashem. You have rejected and spurned. You have been angry at your anointed one. Ne'arta bris avdecha, chilalta la'aretz nizro. You nullified the covenant of your servant, and you have profaned the land of his crown. I look at the events, and we are still in exile. The world looks on, and it seems as if you have broken your promise, Hashem. As we said, this asks similar questions that we have articulated in other prakim. When will the Geula arrive? But here the questions are being asked through the prism of the establishment of the House of David. When will Mamlechas Beis David be reestablished? The Perek continues that the nations will scorn the notion of David and Mashiach if your promise is not kept. In Pasuk Lamed Aleph, in Pasuk Nun Aleph 51, Zachar Hashem, Cherpas Avadecha, Se'esi Becheki Kol Rabim Amim. Remember the disgrace that was hurled at me by the nations. And in Pasuk Nun Beis, Asher Cherfu Oyvecha Hashem, Asher Cherfu Ikvos Mishichecha. Your enemies disgraced you, Hashem. They disgraced the footsteps of your anointed one. They bring doubt as to whether Mashiach will indeed come. Where are those footsteps? The Ikvos Mishichecha. This is certainly where the term Ikvasa de Mashicha comes from. Since the Meshorer is hurling questions and doubts, complaints, he ends the Mizmor by stating unequivocally that he is questioning, but he is Matzdik es Hadin. He accepts what Hashem doles out. He may question and try to understand, but at the end of the day, he blesses God. And therefore, the last pasuk in our perek, Baruch Hashem le'olam, Amen v'amen. Blessed is Hashem forever. Amen v'amen. It is surely true. Within this perek, we see themes of justice, of kindness, David HaMelech and Mashiach. All of these aspects are intertwined. There is an allusion to the genealogy of David HaMelech and indeed his curious roots, which stemmed from Moab, a nation that is characterized by cruelty. And yet the house of David is characterized by chesed. Indeed, we know his great-grandmother Rus was the epitome of chesed. In our perek in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Matsasi David Avdi b'shemen kachi m'shachtiv, I found David my servant with the holy oil, I anointed him. And the Medrash comments on this pasuk, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Matsasi David Avdi, what does it mean that I found David my servant? Heichad Matsasiv, where did I find him? Bistom. I found him in the unlikely place of Sodom. David was chosen not in spite of his humble beginnings, but because of it. His origins were from Sodom. Lot had separated from Avraham and Ish Chesed, and instead chose to stay in Sodom, a land known for its cruelty and lack of respect for mankind. Rus, David's great-grandmother, descended from Moab as a result of an incestuous relationship between Lot and his daughter. Converts from the despised nation of Moab were not allowed to marry into the Jewish nation precisely because of their cruelty. And yet, David and the Zera Shel Mashiach emanates from these questionable roots. Matsasi David Avdi. Hashem found him in the scorched earth of Sodom, in the cruelty of Moab. How so? There are many aspects to understand the lineage of David and Mashiach coming from such questionable roots. It brings humility, a trait necessary for a leader. There is something universal in the Davidic dynasty, and Mashiach is coming from another nation that is important for Mashiach to have, as he will relate to the entire world. Furthermore, Yemos HaMashiach represents our ability to purify the impure. What better example is there than Rus stemming from Moab? We read an entire book, Megillas Rus, on Shavuot, since, among many reasons, it traces back the lineage of David HaMelech. And Megillas Rus is a book of chesed. The trait of chesed that lay dormant in Rus's ancestor Lot from his association with Avraham found its way many generations later in Rus's character, who then passed it on to her great-grandson David. Hashem indeed found David in Sodom, Matsasi David Avdi, through his great-grandmother Rus, who displayed unparalleled kindness, determination, and humility in order to sustain her mother-in-law and the continuity of this family from Shevet Yehuda. Our perek recall begins with the foundational aspect of chesed, Olam chesed yiboneh. The world is predicated on chesed, and so is the world of David HaMelech. Note how many times within this perek the word chesed is used. David, who knew hardship of every kind, was the sweet singer of Israel on the one hand and the mighty warrior on the other, fighting physical as well as spiritual wars. We read this perek and we too wonder what will be with David Melech Yisrael. Is he chai v'kayam as promised? The Meshorer states in verse 37, Lamed Zion, the promise that Zar'o le'olam yehiyeh v'chiso kashemesh negdi, his offspring will be indeed forever, his throne will be the sun before me, it will illuminate, it will be constant like the sun. And Lamed Ches 38, Kayareach yikon olam ve'ed bashachak ne'eman sela, the kingdom shall be established forever like the moon, that is the faithful witness. Mamleches Beis David in its glory when following the correct path is like the sun, bringing light to the world. But when there are sinners within the line, the kingdom will weaken and there will be periods of darkness. But the reassurance is that just as the moon rejuvenates and renews, so will Mamleches Beis David with the coming of Mashiach. The name of David is invoked when sanctifying the new moon in the ceremony of Kiddush Levana, where our belief that the brightness of the moon will ultimately return to its original state of clarity is articulated. This ritual represents our continuous relationship with Hashem, albeit at times this relationship can increase or decrease in intensity, just as the moon waxes and wanes. Ultimately, however, the Jew proclaims within this tefillah of Kiddush Levana, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. Just as the moon renews each month and will renew in its totality, so too, during Yemos HaMashiach, despite the many phases of the kingdom of David, David's legacy is Chai V'Kayam. They are alive and endure through the musical rhythms of Tehillim. May we see the emergence of Mamlechas Beis David with the coming of Mashiach. Baruch Hashem le'olam, amen v'amen. Thank you for studying together with the OU Women's Initiative, Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chanasara Bas Chaim Leib.